Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story you may have heard in other places. I don't think we've ever covered it before, but you may have heard some of the parts in other places, but there is a new update to it as well. So if you have heard those other parts, please feel free to use the timestamps down in the description below. It's from a throwaway account from the Relationship Advice subreddit that says, "My husband asked for a divorce, then changed his mind hours later. Background, we've been together for 2 years. Married for one. We're both in our early 20s. The night of the bullshit, we had an argument about the distribution of chores that I think triggered it. I thought it wasn't fair that I was doing the majority of the housework, on top of being a full-time student at university and having a job. He seemed to think the chore distribution was fair and that I was overreacting. We came to a solution after all the bullshit I'm about to tell you about occurred. But essentially, I was feeling overwhelmed and unheard, and he was feeling stressed and confused as to why I thought this was a problem. Later that night, we were discussing the situation again, and I expressed how it feels like he's not listening to me and how distant he's been lately. Then he says there's a reason for the distance, and I ask him to tell me why. He says that he thinks we move too fast, he doesn't know who he is, and he wants a divorce. He says he cares about me but doesn't love me, and that he's been feeling this way for a while. Now, I've promised myself since years ago that I would never try to make someone stay with me if they don't want to. So as much as this hurt, I said okay. I cried, he cried. I did ask if he wanted to try couples therapy before divorcing, and he said no. I decided to sort out details in the morning. I grabbed some blankets to sleep on the couch and he went upstairs to bed. In the midst of my sitting on the couch crying and looking up apartments, what felt like hours later, I hear him get up and come into the living room. He sits down next to me and just says, "I fucked up so bad." I freeze when I hear this because I've barely processed the reality of what just happened and I can already see where he's going next. I ask him to elaborate and he says he doesn't want a divorce. He doesn't know why he said that, and he's feeling the most regret he's ever experienced in his life. He says that he realizes he fucked up, and I don't have to take him back. At this point, I've experienced so much emotional whiplash that I've completely numbed out. I'd already cried all the tears I could. Now I was just sitting there next to my sobbing husband and saying, I'd take him back, even though I'd barely processed the fact that he wanted to divorce me. I told him I wanted couples counseling for him to get individual therapy, and he agreed. I've asked him about individual therapy in the past, but he never wanted to until now. It's days later now. I've gone through all the stages of being mad at him, depressed that my marriage almost ended, insecure about myself, accepting the reality, feeling love for him, feeling numb, cycling through all these emotions over and over again at random. We're searching for a couples counselor, but a lot of them have a waitlist right now. So in the meantime, I just want to know if anyone has been in a similar situation. Does it get better? Does the trust ever come back? I feel like I can't trust him at all now. When he touches me, I freak out sometimes because that's not the comforting feeling I'm used to when he touches me. It's the feeling like he's suffocating me. I want to be there for him and help him through whatever mental shit he's going through, but this has been affecting my work and my school. I left my dream school for him. I can't just keep prioritizing him above everything else when he clearly doesn't do the same for me. And yet, until now, he was doing the same for me. He's always been so sweet, buying me flowers, making dinner, going out of his way to make time for us. Before you scream abuse, please know I've been in abusive relationships before, and they felt nothing like this. He's not like those guys. This is the first time he's ever done something like this. I just don't know how we can recover. Any advice about how to get through this would be appreciated. But in the comments on this, PBD1996 says, personally, I think you need to be single and work on yourself. If you got married a year into your relationship, that means you were engaged within just a few months of knowing him. Now you are sobbing over this man and taking him back in the same breath / 2 hours after he said it was over. Also, just because he regrets what he said doesn't mean he didn't mean it. There was definitely truth behind his statement. We got married too fast. There seems to be a lot of codependency in this relationship on both sides. Opie says, I think you might be right. It really fucking hurts. Lobo's Rule says, yep, it will hurt, but it won't be forever. You need to focus on you. He needs to grow up more. Unfair Finger says, in my experience, if he will do that once, he'll do it again and again and again. Idiot Fox says, yeah, dude pulls a divorce when confronted about chores. Patch N says, hubby, will you take out the trash? Screw you, divorce me. Hubby, will you pick up the kid from daycare? Screw you, divorce me. Yeah, I can see old boy dropping divorce for everything. You don't drop divorce until the last possible breaking point. And a final comment before the updates from Naive Selection, who says, my wife and I went through some awful, terrible, why don't you guys just split stuff? But we made a promise to each other with our premarital counselor after he taught us this. You never say the D word unless you mean it, because once you say it, you can never really take it back. You will always remember it as an option. You can always run or threaten or taunt with it. The day it becomes a household word, everything you worked for is dead, and one of you needs to leave. Don't say it even once if you don't mean it. Now, was he being wildly hyperbolic? Yes. Did it help us get through the worst of things? Also, yes. I am not saying your marriage is over, but the person you pour all your love and care into told you, in quotes. He says he cares about me but doesn't love me, and that he's been feeling this way for a while. Then the commenter continues, and I don't see the way past this statement. I had days where I didn't like my wife, but I've never had one in 11 years of marriage where I didn't love her. She is my world and always will be. I wish you nothing but happiness and fulfillment, OP. Big hugs. OP comes in with their next post and says, I feel trapped in my marriage and I can't tell anyone. This was 8 months later. 8 months ago, my 23 female husband, 25 male, asked for a divorce. Ben changed his mind hours later. We went to couples therapy and individual therapy, though he quit his individual therapy after just a couple of sessions, claiming he'd look for a new therapist and never did. We worked through a lot of our issues. We've become better partners to each other. But despite all our improvements, my mind keeps going back to that moment. I find myself constantly monitoring his emotions, looking into his eyes to try and see if he's still in there or if they're vacant like they were that day. I completely shut down around his friends because I saw the text conversation he had with his best friend the day of and how they shit-talked me. My husband swears his best friend doesn't hate me, but I don't believe him. I live my life in constant fear that today is going to be the day he changes his mind again and leaves me. I've become obsessive about saving money in my personal account so that if he does leave, I'll be okay. I find myself apologizing for everything, making myself small. I hate this version of myself. I feel like a coward. Last night we had a fight about it because I asked for reassurance and he got upset. He said he's been trying so hard that no matter what he does, it feels like it will never be good enough. And honestly, he might be right. He really has been trying so hard and has been such a good partner these past few months. But I can't get what he did out of my head. I've tried to explain so many times in so many ways how much what he did hurt me and how it's going to take time to heal. His response last night, good people make mistakes, get over it. So I decided that the pain of bringing it up again and again and hurting him in the process wasn't worth it. I told him I'd stop talking about it and try to forgive him. I feel like I've just made the ultimate betrayal to myself. I stopped individual therapy a bit ago to save money, but the combination of last night plus the fact that I feel compelled to post on Reddit about this probably means I should go back. I fantasize about going back to my dream school, running away, just leaving all of this behind. I hate that I gave up my dream life for a man who maybe doesn't even want me, and I'm stuck playing the part of the good, quiet wife who shuts up for the sake of protecting his image. I hate what I've become. It's hard to see a way out. So on the back of this one, Drunken Snorlax says, so what I'm reading here is that though your husband has done so much work and improved so much for his marriage, he cannot consider your side of the marriage. Because a marriage is between two people, two partners, it takes more than just one side. It doesn't sound like he's improved as much as he thinks he has, if he cannot be asked to have a conversation with you about it. That's where the bar is for your marriage, especially after he instigated this crater in the road and has worked to fix it. Opie says to be fair to him, it's probably hard for him to feel like he can't fix what he did. I'm not the only one hurting in this. I keep trying to talk about it with him to try to work on fixing things, but it just seems to make him upset, and he says it doesn't help anything.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So a year from the original post, Opie comes in with an update and says, 1 year ago, I made this post asking for advice on how to continue with my relationship after my, now ex-husband, 26 male, betrayed my trust by telling me he wanted a divorce out of the blue, and then changing his mind just a couple of hours later. As stated above, he is now my ex. Those of you who said he would repeat the same behavior again, you were right. On New Year's Day 2024, he said he wanted a divorce, packed a bag and left to a motel, then came back hours later. I'll admit, I was a wreck that day. I asked him if this was just going to be like last time and he said no. I asked him if he felt mentally okay and he said he felt fine. I got on my knees and begged this man to stay. Not my proudest moment, and he looked at me with empty, vacant eyes and just left. I was in tears for a couple of hours, but then I opened this app to try and distract myself and saw he'd made a now deleted, please don't go looking for his account post on the divorce subreddit about how he left me and felt bad but didn't regret it. Then I went from depressed to furious. I called my landlord and told him that I was getting a divorce and needed his help in changing the locks. My landlord was very understanding and helped me do so. A few hours later, I heard a knock on the door, and when I opened it, my ex-husband was standing there. I didn't even get a chance to tell him to leave because he immediately collapsed into my arms, sobbing. The first coherent words to come out of his mouth were, "You're not going to take me back, are you?" Read it, I would love to say that I rejected him right then, but I didn't. Even after all of this, I was still hooked into his web of manipulation. So instead, I sat down with him and had a long discussion about how much he hurt me. How in the middle of working to rebuild the trust that had been broken between us, he completely destroyed any progress that had been made and found a way to make that distrust even worse. I don't remember the details of what he said, but he always knew what to say to get me to feel sorry for him. The night ended with me saying I would take him back. He was smiling, saying he'd never felt so hopeful. He wrote me a love poem that night for the first time in years. Meanwhile, I'd never felt so broken, and I told him that after he said he felt so hopeful. He shrugged it off and said I'd feel better in the morning. I did not, in fact, feel better in the morning. During the next few days, I was trying to pick myself back up, study for finals and continue going to work as if nothing was wrong. He went back and forth every day on whether or not he loved me, whether or not he wanted to be married to me. He said he thought he loved the idea of being a husband more than he loved me. My last straw was when I reached out to one of his childhood friends who I'd interacted with a few times and thought I could trust to be honest with me, and asked if he ever noticed any red flags in my ex-husband's behavior in his past relationships or behavior towards women in general. This friend assured me that he had never noticed anything of the sort. I thanked him and asked if he could please not tell my ex-husband. I asked that since I was afraid of what he might do. When my ex-husband came home from work that day, I could immediately tell he knew. He opened the front door so forcefully. He sat down on the couch next to me, told me he knew, and said in a low and almost growling tone of voice, "But I know you didn't mean any harm by it." I was frozen in fear and couldn't say anything. But then he grabbed my face and turned my head to look at him, and his eyes looked so cold. And he said again, "You didn't mean any harm by it, right?" I nodded and forced myself to answer, "Right." I knew in that moment that this man would kill me if I didn't find a way out of this relationship. If I didn't kill myself first, with how bad my mental health was getting after dealing with him insulting and belittling me day after day. I was genuinely starting to spiral into a dark place I hadn't been to in years. The next day, while he was at work, I packed a bag, wrote a note telling him I'm leaving and that I want his stuff out of the house when I get back. Left the note on the counter with my ring and spent the night at my mum's. It is an uncontested divorce, filing by mail, and should be finalized in April. I started the paperwork at my mum's house that first night of separation. Since ending my relationship, I have gone to therapy and realized just how abusive and manipulative my ex-husband was. I also understand how broken he is, but being mentally unwell is not an excuse for abusive behavior. What he did to me was abuse, and I'm not afraid to say that anymore. I've reconnected with old friends and made new ones. I've started doing things that I love again, things he never wanted me to do, like wearing red lipstick or eating mint-flavored things and going to concerts. I've realized I never want to be married again. I've discovered my polyamorous identity and have begun to explore this side of myself. I have plans to move out of my hated hometown that he had dragged me back to. I feel so much more joy, freedom, and self-love than I ever did when I was in a relationship with my ex-husband. I won't be using this account anymore after this, as I have no need to. But I want to thank this community and the other Reddit subs that I've participated in. If I had never made my original post, I don't think I would have realized just how awfully my ex-husband treated me. Thanks to the support of hundreds of voices telling me I deserved better, I realized how true that statement was. I deserve better, and now I have better. I also want this update to be a beacon of hope to anyone who's found themselves in a similarly emotionally slash verbally abusive situation. Life is so much better when you leave. There is hope. There is light on the other side of the pain. Thank you again, Reddit. I'm finally free. Now, I'm not sure if that's concluded or not. Opie said that they won't come back to this account again, so I can only hope that, you know, their future does move in a positive manner, that they do keep away from this person and that person keeps away from them. Because, like always, a lot of people are advising to Opie to still keep an eye out, possibly move if they can, because that behavior in the middle there, which I'm glad Opie did notice about how scary it actually was when he grabbed her face and turned it towards him and says, "You didn't mean any harm by it, right?" The picture that I had in my head in that moment was absolutely terrifying. But I'm super glad that OP's got themselves out of that abusive relationship. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And for our next story, it's just a bit of a quirky story. Someone sent me over on Twitter. They said it was a bit of HOA / neighbor drama. So I thought we'd cover it. It doesn't have an update or anything like that. And before we go into this, I want to clarify on the pronunciation of something. It talks about shallots as in like onions. But I know some places pronounce it as like shallots, I think. But I've always known it as shallot, so I'm going with that, okay? So just bear with. Gingerbread Construction says, found out husband is the one stealing shallots from neighborhood gardens. This has been going on for several years. I live in a small rural neighborhood with a HOA where the houses are spread apart, but neighbors are expected to keep their houses and yards nice. As with most HOAs, some members can get a little carried away with the seriousness of it all. There will be passive-aggressive emails about escaped dogs, shirtless runners, unsightly fencing, etc. It really annoys my husband. I just laugh at it. Well, a few years ago, the neighbors got together and made a community garden in the center lot. There were lots of emails sent about this, a lot of drama. I don't remember all of it, but people would get upset if someone took up too much space with their plants, planted something unsightly, etc. So, Then we start getting emails complaining that someone was picking all the shallots slash onions out of the garden. Some people thought it could be deer eating them. There were several theories. The next year, the same thing happened, and then people were also complaining that the onions and shallots were going missing from their personal gardens. This year, it started happening again, and people flipped out. All caps emails. Oh no. Demands to interrogate teenage residents. Requests to put security cameras in the communal garden. Two houses were hit, and then people started staking out their gardens and putting up game cameras. It started out being funny because I'm not involved with gardening, so it was just amusing to read all the emails. But this year, people are getting really upset and wanting to get law enforcement involved. So anyway, you already know what happens. I walk down to the bottom of our property that I don't visit often, and I find a lot of smashed onions and shallots. Like absolutely smashed to bits. It clearly took a lot of work. I went inside and told my husband jokingly, "I think we're being framed for the onion heist." He got this really weird look on his face, and I had the realization and asked him if he didn't have anything to do with this. He confessed to me that he did, and he's been stealing the onions and shallots to spite the neighbors. He was sneaking out at night to do this. I asked him why, and he said he just hates them so much. I don't even know. This makes me really uncomfortable. This man is 31 and sneaking out at night to steal onions, and I didn't even notice. Why wouldn't he just tell me? Like, this had been going on for 3 years. It's not like he just did it once as a prank. I don't know what to do. Can anyone help me think this through? Maybe I'm overreacting, but I'm pretty upset. Look, I'm not condoning smashing up people's communal gardens, absolutely not, but the vivid image this gave me of this guy sort of like in some sort of ninja suit creeping out in the middle of the night to go like smash up onions is just wild. And this might sound extreme of me, but I think it's just like time to up and leave out of that place. If it's got to the point you're so sick of these neighbors and their shenanigans that you're getting to the point of sneaking out in the middle of the night to smash up onions, I think, you know, I wouldn't want to live around there anymore. What do you guys make of this situation? If you find any more HOA neighbor slash drama out there in your searches, don't forget to let me know over on @MarkNarrations, over on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it these days. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, you bloody cheeky so-and-so.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.